Hello, you guys. Happy New Year. So let's address the elephant in the room. I have not recorded a podcast episode in almost a year. A lot has happened. 2023 was a really rough year, and I have so much to share with you guys about that, but I'm going to leave that for another time. I wanted to come on here and just share some thoughts and just tips with you guys on just selling, also to bring some awareness. And I really hope that whatever I share can just help you increase your sales. So Valentine's Day is coming up in about a month. So I know probably many of you guys are probably looking for inspiration. Maybe you guys already know what you're going to sell. Some of you guys probably are just waiting on your supplies, your molds, whatever it is. Or maybe some of you guys are just trying to figure out how you're going to have a sale when you're low on money, when you don't have the money right now to invest into the business. Or maybe you're just uninspired because your last sales just haven't been great. So wherever you may be, wherever you land on, I really hope that you can take whatever you have to take from this episode and that it can help you somehow, some way. So when we get into a business, into this business, we are mainly thinking of learning how to make our treats better, how to elevate them, how to make them more prettier. How can I get better? Where am I going to get supplies from? Where are the favorite shop stores? We think of the extra money that we can possibly make. We think of building our social media. How can we do about How can we go about it? I need a website. How are people going to order? Am I going to put my phone number out there or not? We think about am I going to get a license? How does that work? We think about all that stuff, right? But we hardly think of the business part of it, the marketing part, that we are going to have to talk about ourselves and our business to people, that we're going to have to be constantly be posting about ourselves. That we're going to have some good months, some bad months, some good years, some bad years. That building a business is hard, really hard. That if you're not well, your business is not going to be well. Those are some of the things that we don't think about, but they are super, super vital to the business succeeding. So I preach about this forever. Since I just became aware of it, I've always talked about it wherever I can to whoever I can. So you're gonna hear a lot about this. But if you are not well, your business will not thrive. You are the heart of the business. So what are you doing to take care of the heart of the business? What are you going to What are you doing to take care of your mind, your body, and what does that look like for you? Everyone's needs are different, so what's gonna work for me might not work for you. You have to find out what's gonna work for you. Some of you guys have been hearing me say this for a very long time, but you continue to ignore this first step. And I say that from experience because we get sidetracked easily, and even myself, that I know about this, it's very hard to take care of myself. But I'm fully aware that if I'm not well, my business is not going to be well. And it's most likely because you're not well. And if you're I think you're wrong because I feel good. Let me share how it may be showing up in your business. Okay, so let's say that you had a Christmas sale. Right, so you make your samples, you post your pics, and no sales come in on the first day. And you're like, okay, maybe I posted it too early, blah blah blah. So you try again next week, and you post about it again. And you get maybe one, two sales, three. And then somewhere in your brain and your body, you start to feel a little uncomfortable. It feels kind of sucky to post about yourself when people are not ordering, especially if you're used to you know, your business is doing well, if you're used to getting more sales than what you're currently getting, somewhere in your body, your brain is registering like, this is not how it's supposed to go, you know. So what happens is we start to pull back from the sale and we post less and less. Instead of like going harder and harder, instead of posting more and more about the sale, our brain is kind of like, let me keep you safe from possibly failing, possibly facing rejection, because it's not a good feeling. It's not a good feeling to feel that. So your brain is trying to keep you safe, and you might not be aware that this is what's going on. And you're just kind of like, I'm not going to post too much about it, you know, because I already posted about it 3 times. I already posted 2 times on my story and on my feed, and whoever's going to order is going to order because I already post about it. So this is a sign that something is not well within you. You are probably dealing with some insecurity, lack of confidence, fear, lack of belief in your business. You're exhausted of the past fails. So instead of going 100%, you go 50%. So the impact won't be too hard on you. Okay? You are not well. You have to take care of yourself. And what does that mean? It's literally listening to an episode like this to bring some awareness to you, to start clearing up some of that fogginess that's going on. This episode is helping you unpack some of the buried feelings and thoughts that are happening in the background that you are not aware that they are happening. So you need to do more of this. You need to unpack more. So how does unpacking look? So like I said, everyone has different needs and you have to find what's going to work for you. So for me is walking an hour every day by myself. Okay. It's crucial that I go by myself. Sometimes I listen to music. Sometimes I'm listening to a podcast episode. Sometimes it's just a time to talk to God, to listen. And it's also taking my vitamins every day. Okay. I need that hour. Like, I need it. Okay. I need to make it a priority. Because nothing's going to be well if I'm not well. Your business is not going to be well if you are not well. Okay. So what are you doing? How can you start unpacking things? What do you like to do? You know, do you need some time alone? You know, so for me, the example that I need to go by myself is because I live in a house with a lot of people, you know, and I feel like I have no space to myself. I feel like a lot of my feelings and thoughts are like cluttered, and it's making it hard for me to just see. So that's what it looks like for me. So for you, you know, and for my daughter, Kimberly, it's running. You know, I hate running. No, thank you. she loves it. Like, she comes back from a run, she goes, oh, that feels so good. Like, so good. I'm like, who says that? But ever since I started to go on my walks, I get it now. Because I'm like, it feels so good. It feels so good. So you need to find your good. What is going to feel good? You know, what's going to bring creativity back in your life? What's going to bring peace to your life? You need to start figuring that out. And the whole vitamin thing, like, it's not that I hate it. It's just that I don't have the discipline to remember to take the vitamins every day. But I'm so tired of breaking these promises to myself as easy as taking my vitamins. Like, I'll just start 2 days in a row, and then the third day, I'm like, oh, I forgot about it. And then it gets easier to not take them, and then next thing you know, I'm not taking them at all. And I've learned that I need the vitamins. Like, the vitamins help me feel good. And it's like, I can talk about this more and more in another episode, but, you know, it's a lot of self-sabotaging and things that I'm doing that I'm not aware that I'm doing. But I'm self-sabotaging. And then I'm wondering why the business is not going good. Everything's a mess. And it's because I'm not well. Okay. So one more time, your business is not going to be well if you are not well. Okay. So, something that I've also learned is before we can start getting to where we want to go, you need to know where you're at. Before we can start getting to where we want to go, you need to know where you're at. Okay. So before you start planning your Valentine's Day sales, I want you guys to do something. Okay. But do it. Do not just hear me. Do it. Like, do it right now. Okay. You're going to go on to the platform that you post the most on. Okay. And you're going to scroll. You're going to scroll down and look at your last Valentine's Day sale. Okay. So these are the questions I want you guys to ask yourselves when you're looking at this. Okay. How much did you post about your sale? Like, how much? Okay. How often did you post about it? Okay. How long did you talk about yourselves? So how early did you start posting about it? And how late did you end up posting about it? Okay. How did you talk about yourself? And that I'm talking about the captions. How are you talking about it? How? Look at your captions, right? Did you put effort into the captions? Do you see effort? Or do you see a half-assed job? Okay. How are the pictures? Do the pictures look good? Can we put a little bit more effort? Or no, didn't I put a lot of effort? What does that look like? Okay. Did you post different pictures? Okay. Did you post pics and talk about everything you were offering? Meaning, let's say that you were offering 10 items. Chocolate covered strawberries, caramel apples, cheesecakes, cake pops. I don't know. Different things, right? Different designs on things. All right. So did we post about every single item that we were selling? Or did we just post a picture of, let's say, caramel apples and chocolate covered strawberries, but everything else was just kind of listed, but you didn't post pictures about it? All right. I want you guys to ask yourself all of these things. Okay. So the next thing you're going to do is you're going to go into your stories archive. Okay. And if you don't know how to do this, you're going to go to your Instagram page. On the top right corner, you should see three little lines, okay? And then you're going to click on where it says archive, okay? And then you're going to scroll up and you're going to find your January stories and your February stories for 2023, okay? And you're going to ask yourself the same exact questions about your post, right? So what do you see? What can you improve on? Are you realizing that you actually didn't post a lot about yourself? Like, you felt like you did at that moment, but now that you're looking back, you're kind of like, actually, I only posted like 3 times about it. Okay. Is it that you posted more on your stories versus an actual post? Okay. And don't get me wrong, I love stories. Stories sell. You know, Instagram stories are, they just do a lot better than stuff on your feed. Okay, so I agree with that. But stories disappear after 24 hours. And many customers are missing our stories. Okay, because they're not like us. Okay, we have a business online. You know, like, we are running our business through social media, right? They're not. You know, Kimberly, I'm going to use my daughter as an example. She's a little different, okay? I love her, and I'm talking about it in a good way. I wish I was more like her. But, you know, she's very disciplined about social media. So she's only, tells herself she can only be on social media for an hour. I think it's 2 hours now, a day, on social media. She has a timer. She has, like, where Instagram will kick her out, you know, so on, so on. She is a perfect example of, you know, she doesn't live on social media, okay? So us posting about our story and then thinking like, well, I already posted about it. Like, you know, I did my best. No one's spying. And I'm sure that you guys have had customers where you post about yourself, you post about your story, you post it on your story, on your feed, whatever it is. And then you always get like these customers like, oh my gosh, like I missed your sell. Like I missed it. Or I didn't even know you were taking orders. Like, have you guys ever like gotten those? I had those. And it makes me all the time, I'm kind of like, you see, Denira? Like, you are not talking enough about yourself. Because you think you are, and you feel like you are. You feel like, ugh, I'm becoming salesy. You know, like, I don't want to talk too much about myself. And people are not buying. You know, so on and so on. We started talking like that, and then we end up not posting more and more. And that's a sign. You know, when somebody comes and tells you, like, I missed your sell. I didn't even know you were selling. Like, oh, no. Like, and some of us take it as, like, yeah, right, girl. Like, yeah, right. You just want me to sneak you into the sell. But no, I generally think that people do miss our stuff. So we need to make sure that we are posting on our feed as well, not just on stories. So go hard on stories, yes. But also go hard on your actual feed. So, you know, people that, you know, 24 hours have passed, they can still see what you're selling on your actual feed, even though the story already expired. Does that make sense? So a lot of us are just like hardly talking about the sell, and then we're just expecting the customers to come. And then we're getting upset because the sales are not there. And we're just stuck in this cycle of doing a half-assed job, guys. And then we're getting mad because we're not making the sales we want. And let me tell you, we need to get off that cycle. Because I bet you're exhausted. Only leaving you like more and more tired with no energy and no motivation and no inspiration to keep going in the business. So what are you going to do different this year? Remember, you can talk about the different, you know, different things you want for this year, set goals, but you have to look at your surroundings. Where are you? You can't go anywhere without knowing where you're standing at this very moment. And I really hope that you guys are understanding what I'm saying, meaning like look at your inner self. Okay, look at your past selves. Where can we improve? How can I get better? If I have no inspiration, no motivation, what can I do about that? And you're doing it right now just by listening to this. So I'm happy you're here. Okay, so what inner things we need to unpack so you can show up in your business in a different way? Okay, I know that there's some of you guys that maybe you're like, Denira, I did go hard. Like, I went back on my stories and I went back on my posts, and I actually posted a lot about my stories, and I still didn't get the sales that I wanted. Okay, so maybe for you, it's time to look at just the other aspect of marketing, you know, the quality of pictures, the way you're speaking to customers, the way you carry yourself. Is your platform just sell, 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 and nothing else is going on? What are you offering? You know, is it something that your ideal customer actually wants and they can afford it? These are the questions that you need to start looking at it, because I get a lot of you guys just on my messages all the time, like, you know, just asking for tips. You know, Denira, I don't know what to do anymore, you know, but when I tell you what to do, we're not doing it. And you can't continue like that. We need to do something different. And I know that it's hard. Okay, so like I said, you need to backtrack. If I'm telling you that you need to post more and that makes you uncomfortable, that you're not willing to go hard because something in your brain, your body is just, it's not allowing you to, that you need to work on that. Because no matter how hard you try on how to make your stuff beautiful and learn how to make new things and follow trends, if you are not showing up 100%, the results are not going to be what you want them to be. Okay? You want the business to succeed, you have to take care of yourself. You need to become aware of the inner stuff, of the baggage you're carrying. Okay? And we need to start releasing it little by little so we can step into what we are being called to do. Okay? Building a business is hard. Okay? It's hard. You know, keeping a business afloat over the years is hard. You might start doing things a little different. You might start going harder after this episode. And that makes me super happy. But I want to make it clear, you're still going to face hard times. And it's not going to happen overnight. But you are no longer going to let the hard times have a say on how you're going to show up in the next sale. Okay? You are no longer going to let the hard times have a say on how you're going to show up for your next sale. Okay? And before I start wrapping it up, I also want to say something to all my girlies who are going through a hard financial moment. Maybe you're thinking of Valentine's Day and you're just kind of, you know, talking to yourself and you're like, I don't know how I'm going to have a sale if I hardly have any cash to invest into the sale. You know, I know holidays just came, maybe your Thanksgiving sale, your Christmas sale. It's just hard. It's just hard. Simple as that. It's just hard. And you just don't have a lot of money right now to invest into a sale. So ask yourself, what can I sell that I don't have to invest too much into it? You know, what do you have at home that you can put to use, right? And get comfortable with selling something that is not your usual thing. Maybe this is not what your best item is, or maybe it's not how you love to package things, and it's not like, you know, we have to let go of that. We have to let it go because that's keeping you from making money to keep going. So let all that go. What are people going to say? My packaging? What are, you know, the things that I'm offering? Like, blah, 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 blah. Stop it. Stop it. Okay? What can you sell that you have at home? It might not be your usual thing, but it's at home. Or it's something that you can get, you can invest in it because you have the money for it. What is it? Okay? And let me share something that I heard someone say. It's in Spanish. And it was like, pónganse a vender el chunchero que tienen en la casa. Si no están dispuestos a salir a vender los tiliches que tienen en su casa, no están listos para vender nada. So basically, some of us are asking, how can I make more money? What can I sell? This person on this side is selling this, and they are selling a ton of it. Maybe I should start selling that too, but I just need money to buy that stuff. If you are not willing to go hard on selling what you have available, what you have at home, what you can do with the cash that you have, okay, if you're not willing to go hard on that, you are not going to go hard on anything, right? I learned this. I had heard him say this a long time, you know, for a long time. He's a funny guy, Carlos. And I actually learned that lesson for Christmas, and I'm learning it now. For Christmas, I didn't really want to have a sale because I just felt like, oh, it's so slow, you know, people are not buying, you know, maybe I'll just make a few, but, you know, blah, blah. And also, I didn't want to invest into buying all the Christmas things. I wanted to save my money for my kids' gifts, all that kind of stuff. And I was just like, what if I invest into all this stuff and then I end up with everything because no one's going to buy? You know, that was literally me talking to myself, okay? And I started to be like, no, I need to make some money. I need to make some money, so what can I do? So I started to look at what I had. I had sprinkles. I had chocolate. I had some coloring. I had boxes that were not my usual boxes because I had run out of my boxes already. And I put them in different boxes. Were they harder to build? Yes. Was there something? They still look cute, but they were harder to build. It was more time consuming, blah, blah, blah. But those boxes had been sitting in my damn rack for over a year. Not just sitting there. Just sitting there. So I put them to use. And for my Christmas designs, I kept them simple. And simple helped me make some money. And I kept them affordable because it was more on the simpler side than, you know, doing all the extra stuff. And that's what worked for me. And I was able to sell them a little bit cheaper than what I'm used to. Did I make more profit on them like I used to? No. But that money that came in, I needed it. I needed it. So what can you sell that you have at home? What can you do? Put on your creative little hat and start thinking, okay? Lastly, this is the last thing. Please stop comparing, okay? Please stop comparing. You have to know that we're all in different seasons in our lives and in our business, okay? Stop asking God to bless you the way he's blessing her, because God has you in a different season right now. Embrace the season as hard as it is, okay? Continue to show up in whatever way works for you. Sell what you want to sell. Price it however you want to price it. Okay, because maybe she's trying to make $1,000 on the sale. Maybe she's trying to make $2,000 on the sale. And maybe you're just trying to make like $100 extra to get you through the week. Because you need to buy groceries, because you need to put gas. You need to be able to do whatever you need to do to get you through this hard season. Okay? Stop letting, you know, what are people going to think, hold you back. Okay? I can't sell it for that much because it's just people are going to, like, I don't know. You know? No. Do whatever you have to do. Stop caring what people are going to say. And it's easier said than done. I know. But you need this. You need those extra $100. So do what you have to do. Okay? Do what you are being called to do. Okay? Do what you are being called to do. Because let me tell you, when we don't listen to that calling, oh, it's ugly. It's ugly. It's an inner fight. It's an inner war. It's an inner battle. Because you know that you're supposed to be doing more. You know that you are being called for more. You know that you have the potential to do more. But you're not doing it. And it's such an ugly feeling knowing that you were created for more. And you're not doing it. Because you're letting the insecurity, the fear, the thoughts of, like, what are people going to think about me, hold you back to what you're being called to do. Okay. I truly hope this episode has brought some awareness, some inspiration, a little bit of shaking, a little bit of butt kicking. But I am sending you guys lots of tight, long hugs. Okay. Lots of hugs. And I love you guys, and I'll talk to you guys later.